The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? So we can give an answer to those who sent us. What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize? If you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So at the beginning of the year, today is the second day of the new year, I suppose a lot of people make all kinds of resolutions. And it's very common to hear people saying, "I'm going to turn over a new leaf this year, and I'm going to go on a strict diet and lose weight." Or a better way of losing weight is to stop getting up on the scales, because then you'll be doing fine. Or I'm going to be kinder, or I'm going to work harder. All those kind of things. So, a suggestion for you this morning: when we look back on the last 12 months, I think we all agree it wasn't a very peaceful year. And so I have to ask myself, and would be good for you to ask yourself this morning, what kind of contribution did you make to peace in the last year? And you might say, "Well, I never really thought of that, and I'm not sure what you mean." Well, you can become, in your own life, a source of peace, because before you can make any kind of contribution to peace in the world, you've got to become peaceful yourself. I've got to become peaceful myself. Now, that doesn't mean to say that at times I'm not going to be upset or annoyed or angry. That's very human, very, very human and very normal. And how do I become a peaceful person and make a contribution to peace in the world? Well, I got to be honest. First and foremost, I got to stand up always for truth and justice, always. And wherever I see truth and justice being denied, I just can't stand idly by and say, "Well, it's none of my business," because it is. If we're all to say that, then it will continue. And in our own personal relationships, if somebody, by what they are doing, is causing us to feeling angry or upset, well, what do we normally do? The best way of dealing with that is to tell that person how we feel. Now, you can never be condemned for how you feel, but it's good. Let them know. Nothing wrong in doing that. If people just doing something, tell them. But just tell them how you feel. Use that word feel. I feel angry. I feel sad. I feel upset. Any of those words has to be a feeling word when you do this or do that. I'm just telling you how I feel. Now, that's much better than what most of us do, is we bury that anger within us. And then it becomes a cancer. It festers within us. And then it comes out in all kind of angry words, or even maybe in physical violence at time. We can see that happening time and time again. So never be afraid. Never be afraid to say how you feel. You have a right to do that, and nobody can condemn you for doing that. That's much, much better than going around with carrying anger and carrying resentment, because then you're anything but a contributor to peace in the world. You are, in fact, adding to the violence in the world by doing that. And don't kind of use the phrase, well, I wish I had peace of mind. As long as you're in your mind, you're not peaceful. Because why do I say that? Well, when you're angry or not peaceful, where do you feel it most? Do you feel it in your head, or do you feel it in your stomach? You feel it in your body. You're restless. You're not at ease. You can't, maybe sometimes because you feel so angry, you can't even think, because this anger, it takes you over. And a lot of people are like that today, and that's not a way to live. So maybe look at that in your own life. Well, I'm going to look at that in my life, because when I'm up here, I'm not just talking to you, but I'm very much, you know, if I'm not sincere, if I don't do it myself, no point in talking to you about it. So let's all look into that now at the beginning of this new year and make a resolution about that, how we're going to deal with those moments. And there will probably be many moments in the coming year when we will feel very angry or upset. Share it. Share it with the person who you think is causing that.